So let's get into a state of receptivity where we're closing our eyes and imagine you connecting with your mother in a whole new way. And if that's not doable for you today, can't get your head around it, that's fine. So connect with someone in your life who you may feel as if they are a motherly type figure. Can be even a male. Can be like a motherly type. Someone who just totally cares about you. Connect with that energy. Or if you are a mother, you want to express your motherly love towards your children. Maybe a grandparent or an aunt, something like that, sister. So some form of the mother coming through a human relative or representative of that motherly love. Or you can also go to the image of a goddess or Mother Mary or some evolved saintly type mother, Mother Teresa. Some motherly figure, image, deity, goddess, saint, teacher, someone in your life. And just be present. You don't have to say one word. You don't have to think one thought. Just be present to that vision or image or thought of. Be present. What's coming up for you? Are you thinking with your head? Or are you feeling with your heart? Or are you being stirred at the soul level? Are you being activated on all three levels? What is your heart saying? Are there emotions that are coming up? Do you feel numb in the presence of this vision or image or thought of the mother? Move on to some other image then. Something that resonates with you in a way that is going to nurture, forgive, be forgiven, ask for forgiveness. Love unconditionally. There's no judgment. There's just love. Divine love coming through the heart. Allow that love to move you. Maybe move you to tears. Tears of healing from heartbreak, or tears of joy, celebrating that love, or a combination of both. You don't know because you're not thinking. You're just feeling. Now, allow your attention to come into the base of the spine, all the way down to the bottom of your spine. We're going to ask or invoke the energies from a divine being who will help to release any obstacles or feeling stuck in your relationship to the mother, or whatever that represents to you, or whoever that represents to you. So pray to Lord Ganesha, as we do every week and should do every single day before we get off the bed, to remove obstacles, to get us unstuck of our old ways of being, so visualize an orangish reddish light at the base of the spine, and then this reddish orangish light is moving through the root chakra, the Muladhara in Sanskrit, and then goes down the legs, releasing that feeling of being stuck and not able to move forward or take steps to move forward in life with greater ease and grace and comfort and support. And resolve to overcome our challenges with the blessings of the mother, creating, looking for ways to create new opportunities, to have a more fulfilling, more rewarding life. So cultivate this energy within you, meaning pay attention to it. Allow it to move through you. And we'll invoke Ganesha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Now bring your attention back into the focal point at the base of the spine. Even though that reddish orangish light can continue to swirl around and make you to feel lighter, or purify that energy that's creating that feeling of being stuck in the lower body, the lower chakra. So the attention now is at the base of the spine. We're going to activate the susumna. Allow yourselves to feel this energy and not just think it. Feel it moving through the chakras as it's working its way up through the navel, the heart center, the throat, in the middle of the brain, and then through the top of the skull and into the space, this thin tube of light. Connects you to your higher self, to divine beings, to the goddess. We'll activate it and all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel the heart. Feel the heart. Feel the heart center. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Feel it. Feel it. Move up to the middle of your brain. Feel the middle of your brain. Feel it. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Feel the base of the spine. Na. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Feel deep into the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center. Again, feel the heart center. Feel the releases. Feel the emotions. Feel the heart center. She. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Feel what's there in the throat, in the mouth, on the tongue. Release it. Now feel the eyeballs. Feel the right and left brain. Yeah. Now allow your attention to move into the heart center, once again, feeling deeper, allowing yourself to dive deeper into the heart center that's endless. Now visualize a beam of light that arises from the heart center and moves through the throat up through the midbrain, pierces the skull, and rests 12 inches above the top of the skull. You can imagine, maybe put your hand 12 inches above your skull at that point, just to get that sense. Now this light is going to shoot from the heart center up through the skull and then rest 12 inches above the top of the skull, merging with a red being. Who will take you out of time and create miracles. The miracle consciousness will be infused in you. So keep imagining as we invoke the blessings of Kalabhairava in our lives. To do things in no time. This light is continuously shooting up from our heart center, merging with this red being continuously. And that intelligence is coming from Kalabhairava back into our hearts. And we're feeling it. There's no thinking involved at all. Udimo Bhairava. Shoot it up. 12 inches above the skull. Merge with the red being. Receive the blessing. Udimo Bhairava. 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 Feel this beam of shooting light get stronger and stronger, empowering you, enlightening you like a lightning rod within. Now receive the mantra on this particular 8th waning moon during this particular Nataraj Abhishekam that you will receive the blessings of Shiva and Kalabhairava that will help you to remove bad time karma, slow time karma, so that you can have better time management skills, meaning you can do things easy, gracefully, with no obstacles or challenges that cannot be overcome very quickly. Kasi. 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 Allow the sound Kasi, Kasi, to move through your heart, shooting up through the skull and into the spot 12 inches above your skull. Kasi, 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 kasi. Internalize the sound. Keep visualizing that light shooting up from your heart center through the skull and then 12 inches above the skull, merging with the red being. Kasi, 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 kasi. Kasi, 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 kasi. Kasi, 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 kasi. Internalize the sound. Feel it. Feel the sound. Now, bring your attention into your heart. Feel your heart has expanded. It's released some levels of consciousness that have been preventing you from feeling deeper, a deeper connection to the goddess energy within and around you in your life will invoke some goddess energy to bring you intelligence, wisdom, creativity, grace, some comfort, some desire and passion and energy through the sounds that you can activate the heart center that is endless. So go deep into your own heart center. If the mind goes somewhere else, it doesn't matter. You're feeling at the heart center. Om Aim. Shri. Internalize the sounds deeper and deeper into the heart center. Om. Aim. Shri. Clean. Om. Aim. Shri. Clean. Feel the sounds and the energy in the heart center. Now visualize this light shooting up into the brain, filling the brain activating the front of the brain, the sides of the brain, the top of the brain, the middle of the brain, the back of the brain, the whole brain is shooting up with this incredible energy, light, unconditional fountain of love. Om. Aim. Shri. Clean. Om. Aim. Shri. Clean. ॐ ऐं श्रीं क्लीं You're lost in the sounds and the experience, the feeling. The presence of the Divine Mother within. Om Aim Shri Clean. The whole brain is lit up. The energy is being transmitted to the rest of the body. Feel that energy moving throughout the rest of the body, from head to toe. Om Aim Shreem Kleem. Om Aim Shreem Kleem. Om Aim Shreem Kleem. Om Aim Shreem Kleem. Move into your heart one more time. Imagine a blue light in the heart. Blue represents life force, health, well-being. The ability to do whatever it is that you need to do in your life. Coming from a divine archetype, Vishnu. Who destroys negativity in an instant just by paying attention to a blue light in the heart. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 The blue light bursts the heart and moves through the rest of the body, up the head to the head, and then fills the arms and legs. The whole body is resonating with the blue light energy. Om Namo Narayanaya. Feel the grace and blessings coming for you to experience a money miracle, a breakthrough in your projects, cooperation from everyone in your life so that you can experience a better flow of your daily life activities, more joy, more comfort. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Surrender to the energy of all these divine beings. Meaning, let go. Feel. 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 Imagine Dr. Fly standing in front of you, blessing you. Feeling this process within you at a deeper level than you've experienced. He's beaming light into your third eye from his third eye. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace, peace, peace. You can keep your eyes closed or open as you wish. When you're ready, you can come back to yourselves and open your eyes. Again, when you're ready to do that, slowly come back to yourselves. As you're coming out of your meditation and slowly coming back to your surroundings and going to get on with your day, make a prayer to your higher self, that part of you that says, you know what, there's more to life than what meets the eye. And then if I can get connected on a feeling level, that will speak volumes and guide me in a nurturing way, as a mother would, who is unconditionally supporting. So pray to the mother within you, the mother in others, divine beings for unconditional love to permeate all the cells of your body, your mind, your soul as you move forward in your life today, celebrating the mother. Those of you who need to go, thanks for joining, and we will see you again.